الله والحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. ما بعد، دير برادرز اند سيسترز، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات مع درسنا المعتاد المعنون له بPIPI إتقان الأركان. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome with the welcome again with the dars that we are going through regularly, which is called PIPI, Perfect Implementation of Pillars of Islam. And so far we talked a little bit about zakah. We said that zakah, the meaning of zakah, is to increase or purify thing. That's what Allah Ta'ala said. About sending the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to purify the believers. And also Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Tawbah, Ayah 103, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala is commanding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to take from the wealth of the rich Muslims sadaqah, obligatory charity, as to purify them and perfect them, or command them, perfect them. This zakah or sadaqah or charity is of two qualities, obligatory or optional. The optional is to be of any thing which is halal, lawful, permissible, and to be to anybody even to your even to your family, your relatives, yourself, right? And sadaqah can be given to someone who might not be poor, but he might be in need at that time. The obligatory charity, can only be given to the eight qualities that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 60, as what we are going to clarify soon, inshallah. And there in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 60, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله غفور رحيم. So نعم. So Allah Ta'ala have clarified the distribution of, or the distribution of zakah. He subhanahu wa ta'ala have clarified that. I've already clarified that. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 60, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ. Verily, sadaqah or zakah, which is the obligatory charity, are only for the fuqara, who are the needy, the masakeen or the poor. And the ulama have different opinions on the explanation of fuqara and masakeen. Some of them say that the fuqara, which is plural of faqir, is the person who does not find the sufficiency of his daily necessities to live, or daily life necessities. While the miskeen, who only can find the minimum sufficiency or minimum requirements to live. Some other ulama said the opposite. But anyway, two of them are in need for sadaqah. And those employed to collect the zakah, not the fund. No. There are some wrong translations in...
Which book is that?
Like this in Mahsan Khan book. It say employed. First of all, it's not employed. The one who is employed is the one who is given salary. And the one who is given salary has no right in the zakah to take from. But the ayah, وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا, are the ones who voluntarily donate to work as zakah collectors, as the charity collectors. So they travel and go to the places of the rich people and get from them the zakah and bring it to the safe of the Muslims. So the ruler gives them from it, even if they are rich people, but not the ones who are employed. And it is not fund, it's not fund, it's zakat, charity. They don't collect fund, because the word fund could mean voluntarily donated, and a donation. But it's not necessarily to be the charity. Not necessarily to be the charity. And fund can be something that the ruler forced people to pay, even if it is not from zakah. Right? But in order to cover the requirements of the country. But anyway, العاملين عليها should not be employed, and they cannot take by their own, but the ruler who gives them whatever he finds that enough for them. والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and to attract the hearts of those who have been in Christ or Islam. This is one kind of مُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the ones who are the ones who are attracted to Islam. It is either people who are not Muslims, whom about to embrace Islam, so if they're given from the zakah, they might like to be Muslims, to embrace Islam. The other quality is kuffar, non-Muslims, but yani they are harming the Muslims. So they are given from the zakah to stop their harms from yani reaching the Muslims. So this is another yani quality of المؤلفه قلوبهم. وفي الرقاب and to free the captives. And this is also one way or one kind of في الرقاب. One kind of في الرقاب. في الرقاب originally mean those who are not free. And when we say who are not free, could be slaves or could be those people who are jailed for yani killing innocents by mistake or even intentionally when the relatives of the killed person claim for blood money. When they claim for blood money and he is jailed for paying that money, if he is unable, if he is not rich enough to pay, then he is to be held by given from the zakah, the obligatory zakah, to free himself out and release him from jail. And to release him from jail. The captives, or the not necessarily to be captives, even slaves who had agreement with their owners or masters to release them for a certain amount of money that they agree upon, and they cannot, yani the slaves or captives cannot yani make that money, then they should be given from the zakah, which is the obligatory charity. And when we say the obligatory charity, it does not necessarily mean that the optional one they should not be given from. No, they if they are allowed to be given from the obligation, yani for sure it is allowed to be given by the optional one. So they can either free themselves if they are slaves, or release themselves from the jail and from the statement of yani to free himself from being a slave or being a captive, or even to free himself from execution. And وفي نعم والغارمين, as we said that those are the captives. And وفي سبيل الله, في سبيل الله, and for the cause of Allah. The cause of Allah, the ulama said that the mujahideen, but when we say the mujahideen, it should be the proper jihad. It's not any jihad, it's the proper jihad, not the jihad of today, unless yani sometime may Allah return the jihad back on the proper way. But this, what's happening today, is the kind of miss. It's not the jihad. It's not the jihad that Allah Ta'ala called Muslims to fulfill. This is a kind of yani miss, and it's only gangs ways or whatever it is, but it is not jihad. So whenever the jihad, the proper jihad, established, then zakat to be given to mujahideen. And some of the ulama said that wafi sabilillah is also for the cause of Allah to be given to the students of knowledge. If they are unable to cope with seeking knowledge and finding the sufficiency of life, so then we have to give them to make them free for studying the knowledge, so they teach it, so the light of Allah spread on the earth, so people worship Allah upon it. And this is very important. And some ulama say that the jihad, which is based on seeking and spreading knowledge, is much greater than the jihad which is based on killing and fighting. Because spreading the light of Allah may survive many of the kuffar and make them get to the paradise. But fighting may end their lives on a state of kufr. Although this is very holy and permissible and recommendable, but yet the jihad of with knowledge, with ilm, by teaching the ilm and compiling books and refuting the doubts of the kuffar of al-bid'ah, this would be greater than that jihad, wallahu alam. And also as the last way of giving out zakah to is Ibn Sabil Fairer. Is the wayfarer. And the wayfarer is any traveler who is cut off from reaching his land, or is unable to reach his land because of lack of money, or so he's to be given from the zakah what can make him reach his land safely and conveniently, not to give him only the ticket and he's going to transit somewhere else and then he has no money there again, he go on big. No, from here, from where he is until he reaches destination, he is to be given the sufficiency of that journey. And zakah, which is the obligatory one, obligatory charity, should not be given to anyone else other than these eight qualities or categories. Zakah, as we said before, is of four categories. Zakah is of four categories. And first is the grain or whatever agriculture or I'd prefer we inshallah continue tomorrow, as first we don't want to give more information and at the same time what is coming needs a little bit longer time and more explanation and examples and calculations. So inshallah ta'ala, we continue tomorrow with the issue of zakah and the categories of zakah inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه. If there is any question related to this subject, يعني more than welcome you can forward now.